Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
The beach, the only place to read your emails and your tweets. This is the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm J.E. Skeets, and that right there is Mr. What You Need to Know, Tass Mellis.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Tassie. We also got my top shot hot boy, Trey Kirby.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
The international man of mystery. So international, he's got a map up behind him and a globe. Taking it to the max, Lealis.
Friend.
Lele. Last but not least, making the magic happen is JD.
Hello.
There he is, and here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Appreciate you guys joining us here a little bit later in the afternoon, a day earlier here on Tuesday as we hit the beach. Trey, did you put sunscreen on your hands? You ready to go here?
Yeah, I'm all lubed up. Skeets got an SPF 75. Can't be too safe around the sun.
Nothing healthy about a tan, right? we also need to keep our eyes on the old Twitter machine because it is trade deadline week. And who knows, will Victor Oladipo be traded while we're on the beach, Tass, just walking around, kicking sand, reading emails, and Oladipo could be traded. Or maybe Aaron Gordon, or who knows. So we'll keep our eye on that. But we did get some
questions. Update, Skeets. Ooh. A tiny, tiny, tiny Shams bomb. Hornets rookie LaMelo Ball underwent surgery on his fractured right wrist and will be reevaluated in approximately 4 weeks, leaving possibility for return this season.
Okay.
It's not trade news, but that's still some good news.
Yes.
News. Good stuff.
And you wonder, does that news have any impact on the Hornets here at the trade deadline?
Sure.
You know, of course, trying to stay in a playoff race with possibility of getting LaMelo back. You know, what does that mean for Devontae Graham? Okay, interesting. All right. So, stream teamers, help us out, too. If you see the big news from one of the big names, let us know, and then we'll fact check it, because I'm sure some of you will just straight up lie and get us all discombobulated. But we did get some great emails and tweets, and let's get to them, T.
Yeah, first one. What's up, fancy layups? With the trade deadline right around the corner and the Lakers losing not just Anthony Davis, but now LeBron, I think the Lakers have to make a move to save this season for becoming like LeBron's first season in L.A. Let me take you back. Team was the 4 seed. Bron goes down. Team misses playoffs. The difference is this team may be worse than that team that had Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. Excuse me. So here we go. Who says no? LA sends Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma to the Celtics for Kemba Walker. Thanks and go Wizards. That's from Ian in Maryland. Interesting email, Ian. Good one to start us off because I'll take you behind the scenes here. In our document, we all divvy them up. Somebody jumps in and says, I'll answer that question first. Nobody wanted this one. Nobody's name was there. I think Ian put out such a good trade proposal that everyone's like, you know what? Both teams are going to like that. I'm not going to touch that. But I'll tell you where you're wrong, Ian. The Lakers would say no to that trade. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but for a few reasons. First, Kemba Walker doesn't look 100%. And although Kemba Walker is probably the biggest name amongst these three players, you'd be losing Dennis Schroeder, who is fitting in really well with the Lakers, and I think is going to do a good job at taking over while those other two guys are out. Also, you know, trading Kyle Kuzma just really kills your depth on the Lakers, and this is not a deep team. You know, trading two for one, just not a good idea. Also, Anthony Davis is going to be reevaluated in 72 hours, if I'm correct, like this weekend. And so this team may be worse than that team. I mean, nah, I wouldn't go that far because Anthony Davis is going to come back. I understand what you're saying with Ingram and Lonzo Ball, but I think the Lakers would say, you know what, Kemba Walker coming to join, it doesn't really make sense for us because they've got something good going with Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma being such a good defense, being an incredible defense. And that was a big doubt of mine coming into this season. And Kemba Walker also has been a big doubt, and he hasn't really been able to come back while the Lakers have been able to be a great defense and shut me up and shut out a lot of people. So I do not think the Lakers do this. I think they do get their stars back at some point. But what do you guys think? Is Ian from Maryland, does he have anything here? Is this even a possibility from the Lakers side? I mean, Kemba Walker is the biggest name, but he hasn't been Kemba Walker like this season.
Well, yeah, this is where I struggle with this. One, I do not think the Lakers are going to fall out of the playoffs here. Like he sort of starts off this whole email. They're like third right now, I believe. There's like 30 games to go. Someone could look it up. But they got like an 8 or 9 game lead, you know, over the play-in people. That would be pretty monumental. Like you were talking about, Tess, like still some decent players there, still a solid defense. It sucks if you're missing AD and LeBron. I get that. But they are coming back. So they're not dropping out of the playoffs. And yeah, I think the last thing I would want to do when my two superstars are injured is trade for another superstar that's always injured. And this is a bit of an issue with Kemba Walker right now. It just is. He's not even playing in back-to-backs. And that's a problem. So, yeah, that's why I didn't want to answer this one. I just didn't really love the email, if I'm being completely honest. No, I'm just kidding. I love it, Ian. Thank you for emailing in. But I'm with you on the Lakers saying no. There's no way this possibly happens. Probably from both sides, if we're being honest. Lee, what do you think?
Yeah, Kemba's got 2 years and about $73 million left on his deal if he opts into that last year of his deal, which you think he's probably going to because he is the best player in this deal. And if he could stay on the court, the Lakers would do it in a second. But that's the problem. As you guys are talking about there, Kemba's injuries are starting to catch up with him a little bit and you're just not sure how much you can rely on him. And if he's only playing in the first or second games of back-to-backs, now maybe in the playoffs because you don't play back-to-backs, it wouldn't be a problem because he'd be able to play every game. So I would love to have him out on the court at the end of the game for the Lakers. I think LeBron would too, but there's just too much risk there involved. And Kuzma is actually having a pretty good season. His numbers are down slightly in terms of his points, but he's shooting better. He just looks more comfortable out there. The Lakers gave him that nice contract in the offseason, and I think he's starting to, you know, understand his role. He's not a superstar, but he's a very good complementary player. And Dennis Schroeder last season was in line for Sixth Man of the Year. And, you know, he can be a good player. So this is the sort of opportunity right now in these next couple of games, weeks, however long LeBron's out, where Schroeder could step up a little bit and show the Lakers that they can rely on him come playoff time. So, yeah, the Lakers would do it if there was a guarantee on Kemba's health. Obviously, you can't guarantee those things, so there's no way they would do it now. The Celtics would do it tomorrow, though, I think, because I think Kemba Walker is on the trade block as well. And the two things are holding him back, his injuries and his contract. And so I think Danny Ainge signed him to that contract. And kind of like with Gordon Hayward, he's like, wish I didn't really sign him for that big, super big contract anymore because his value is declining. But, you know, we know that Kemba can play. And seeing him with the Celtics these last two seasons has been the most fun I've seen watching Kemba. But you just wonder what the long-term prognosis is there with his knee.
Trey?
Who says no? Me, to answering this question.
There you go.
Because y'all crushed it. You hit every single point. It ain't worth it for the Lakers right now to trade two for one in a season where depth and health is the most important thing. Seeding's not going to matter for them. They're going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the play-in tournament. As long as they're healthy, it's all good. Kuzma, like you're saying, Lee, he's been pretty good recently as well. 16-7, 45% from the field, nearly 40% from three in the month of March. Maybe a little pick-and-roll duo of Schroeder and Harrell with Kuzma making plays on the other side works out all right for the Lakers to tread water until AD's back and then LeBron is back. But you know what? We still gave you a nice solid 10 minutes, Ian, even though we all think everybody's saying no here.
Next one. Hi, No Dunks. After waking up to the news of LeBron's injury, I was worried about his streak of scoring 10 or more points. The injury happened with 10 minutes left in the second quarter, so I immediately checked the box score, and to my surprise, he was able to score exactly 10 points with a 3 on the possession after the injury. Talk about clutch. So my question, is there a current record or streak that you personally don't want to end? Like last season, I was bummed that the Spurs postseason streak ended. Thank you for always making great content. Much love from the Philippines. That is from Miguel. Trey, a streak. Current one, I guess. Record streak that you do not want to see end.
Well, I've got three. One of them I just realized. The streak of leaf blowers coming during a recording of a podcast. Thank you, guys. Thanks
is that
for showing
you?
Up
is
again.
It?
That's yeah. me. Yeah, we're blowing loads over here. No doubt about it. So let's keep that one rolling. Of leaves, Geets, of leaves.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, just around, you know, around, because we'll blow them again tomorrow. Anyways, another streak I would like to see continue, the TNT Bulls streak. Yeah, it's still active.
Wow.
They haven't lost a regular season home game broadcast on TNT since 2013. That's 20 straight. And I'm confident that this streak will continue this season. The Bulls had no games on TNT last year, so it kept going. They got no games on TNT this year, so yeah, it keeps going. The Bulls' TNT streak is good in the third streak.
What about the playoffs? They could get a TNT game, the Bulls in the playoffs.
Oh, no, like I said, the TNT Bulls streak is that they haven't lost a regular season home game broadcast on TNT. We are cherry picking. I'm picking so many cherries, that's why all these leaves are falling down,
sure.
Skeetsy.
Gotcha.
My final streak is, this is the third straight Formula One season that I care about, and I can't wait for it to begin.
You watched Drive to Survive of last year's yet?
I'm three episodes in, something like that. Feeling good about Mercedes again this year. Looking strong. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Give me Lewis Hamilton this year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I think Lewis is going to do it. I think he's going to break through.
Oh, wait. This isn't the season where like they've got like these new rules in place where the cars are a little more similar? Is that next season?
I think that's next season because regulations got a little bit messed up with the stop of the campaign due to COVID. So they moved the regulations that were supposed to kick in for this year to the start of next year, though there is some different qualifying stuff, which is supposed to make things a little bit more fair.
Okay.
But we shall see.
Okay. Well, I'll go next. I guess we almost teased it on this morning's No Dunks Daily Show. The Rockets right now are at the top of the leaderboard when it comes to active and current consecutive seasons with a playoff appearance. This is something that Lee has brought up before, if you remember. They made it 8 straight years. Now, that is obviously ending this May. Yes, sorry, Rockets fans, you are not making the playoffs, so that's done. So who's up next? Well, with 7 consecutive postseason appearances, it's the Raptors and the Blazers. And obviously, you're going to be okay if you're a Portland fan. You're bumping that up to 8. The Raptors, we talked about them this morning. Tass has talked about them multiple times, whether they should move on from Kyle Lowry, maybe even Norman Powell here at the trade deadline. Things are not going well. They're on a crazy losing streak. But the Raps, Tass, have never not made the playoffs while we've lived in Atlanta. They've always been in there, which is a wild streak. I mean, early on, I was flying home to Toronto for game ones of the first round of the playoffs to watch them lose in person a couple times. Lost the game one to the Nets, followed that up by losing game one to the Wizards next year, and then I stopped going, and then they actually won a first round series there against the Pacers. But yeah, it's crazy, Tess. It's in jeopardy. There's no doubt. I mean, it's not looking good. Pascal Siakam just got fined $50,000 for, you know, saying some things he shouldn't to Nick Nurse. It's falling apart, rock bottom. Who knows what's going to happen here over the next couple days as Raps fans, but that streak is in jeopardy.
It is. But it wouldn't even be that shocking if they trade Kyle Lowry and still made it in the Eastern Conference just because it's the East. But, yeah, it's totally, totally in jeopardy. And yeah. Kyle knows this is it, right? I mean, according to a lot of sources out there, that this is his free agency right now. ESPN Brian Windhorst reporting that he's going to sign a contract in these next 2 days, whether it's with Toronto, Philadelphia, or Miami. It's going to happen in the next 48 hours. He's just got to pick who he wants. And I would assume he's going somewhere. It just has to happen. He's golfing 36 holes today, he said, on his day off. Not 18.
Right.
Not 27. Not 14, as we've talked about. Got to shorten that course. But 36, this man. He's going to be out there a long time. So a lot of minutes there for him to get the call. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Philly? Good. Just keep golfing because, I don't know, just feels like this is it. I guess as Raptors fans, having watched all these incredible playoff years and a championship, and we call it a championship era because we're Raptors fans and one championship is an era in and of itself. It just feels like it's over. You know, it just feels like shut the door, move on to something new because it's going to be hard to compete with your Embiid's and your Giannis's and your Heat's. It's just going to be hard. So last year was, I don't know, it was perfect the way it came, even though they lost in the second round. I mean, the regular season was just so perfect, and this year is obviously the opposite.
Yeah, it's probably over. Streak is probably over. Lee, you got one that you don't personally want to see end?
Well, just going back to when you went up to Toronto for that Wizard series, you didn't even tell us, if I remember. You just sort of popped up on Instagram or something.
I didn't know I had to get your permission.
No. I just say, like, we did the show on Friday night and then didn't know anything about it. And then Saturday, it was all of a sudden you were blasting grams from the ACC, as it was at the time. And it's still easy.
No, was it at the time? Yeah, I guess it would have been. Interesting. Yeah.
But then it was like, all right, you got to stop going, man, because you weren't bringing any luck to that team.
And that was a killer, that one. You know, I was there for the F Brooklyn game one the previous year. That's when Masai Ujiri said that to the crowd. I was right there, that outside Jurassic Park crowd. And then, the second year was even worse because it was an overtime loss to the Nets, to the Wizards.
Yeah.
And I had great seats with my buddy Dub. They hooked us up there at Turner. We had, this was some of the best, obviously, playoff seats I've ever sat in. And they lose in overtime. And it, like, the streak continued there of dropping game ones. But that's a real streak that I was so sad to see actually end.
I'm just going to sort of piggyback off your streak and say that if the Raptors don't make the playoffs, also they do end their streak of the longest, most consecutive seasons with a series win at 5.
That's right.
And second is tied with the Celtics and the Rockets. So they might also, all three of those teams might not have the streak going, which means the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets, who 2 seasons in a row have at least won one playoff series. People say there's no parity in the NBA. Look at that. Let's look how hard it is to win in the NBA and be consistent.
That's the longest streak? Two seasons?
Yeah, Denver and Milwaukee, the longest streak with...
If all those other teams, like
you
said,
if the Celtics, Rockets, and the Raptors don't win a playoff series.
Wow. Crazy stuff. Tass, do you have anything else for this one? A streak or record you don't want to see in?
Well, yeah, LeBrecord. I was going to say LeBrecord. LeBron's always on my LeBrind. Anyway, a record. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has the most All-Star appearances, 19. LeBron has 17. Mm-hmm. He's going to pass that. He just has to play 3 more seasons, and he has to be an All-Star in that last season to get to 20. LeBron likes round numbers. I think he's going to want to get to 20 in his 21st season in the NBA because he didn't get there his first year in the NBA. So then it would be a streak of 20 straight All-Star appearances, which would be a record because nobody's ever had 20 All-Star appearances. It's Kareem at 19, then Kobe at 18. And assuming LeBron wants to play with his son, he's going to have to play another 3 years. And so he could tie Kareem and... That might be it. Maybe he won't be an All-Star in 3 years, but that doesn't seem legit. It just seems like he's going to get that. First, he's going to pass Carl next year on the scoring list. Then he's going to pass Kareem on the scoring list the following season. Then the third season, he's going to pass Kareem for all-time record for most All-Star games. And I'm okay with it. That's a LeBrecord he deserves.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah. All right, next one. No funny or witty intro here. I just need to know, is this short period of great play by Anthony Edwards more exciting than any short period by Zion to date?
I didn't write this email, okay?
We got to check the IP address here.
I swear to God, I saw this in the doc. I was like, oh, geez, I'm not alone, I guess. All right, good.
Yeah, maybe you're throwing a smoke screen here because this guy throws out a particular location where he's from. Anthony Edwards has more signature dunks, consistent scoring, and arguably more fun in front of the camera. Thanks, guys. That's from Eddie in Chicago, not Eddie Winslow.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I like that. It's an important time for family. Family really matters right now. So thank you so much, Eddie. Why are people going after Zion? First, Anthony Edwards is a different player. So I would say the answer is yes. Anthony Edwards is a high flyer. Zion Williamson is a high flyer in his own way. But it's just not the same. So even last year, if you're just comparing, you know, Zion's rookie season where he had half a season to John Morant, John Morant had way more moments because he was way more over the rim. I think when you look back at Anthony Edwards' rookie season here, his rookie year is going to be more memorable than Zion's first or second year, mainly because of the dunk on Utah Watanabe. That's really the biggest reason. He's thrown down some other huge hammers, but I think, he's a special dunker. He's just a very special dunker. So even if Anthony Edwards wins Rookie of the Year, which now this LaMelo Ball news really puts him in the driver's seat, puts him in the Lewis Hamilton seat for winning this thing. So I think no matter who the Rookie of the Year is, I think you'll always remember Anthony Edwards' big dunk on Utah as the biggest play from either of those guys in either of those their first couple of years. Now, Zion missed the first 44 games of his first season last year. Then the season stopped in March, so he was at a bit of a disadvantage there. But what are his memorable moments? Probably his opening game where everybody was ready to be disappointed because nothing was really happening through three quarters. And then bang, 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 he had four straight triples in the fourth quarter, which was bonkers. And that's not his game. So I get what Eddie is saying. Anthony Edwards is a special guy, though. He's a special, special dunker. So, I think the answer is yes, but I don't know why we got to rail on Zion. I mean, he's a pretty special player himself.
Anti-big man bias is running wild, and you can see it in this. You're telling me Anthony Edwards is a more consistent scorer than Zion Williamson, who is a more consistent scorer than Shaq. Come on, this is a ridiculous thing.
That's where Eddie went nuts.
Yeah, the dunk on Utah, massive. Definitely the best dunk between either of these guys' careers, but I'm sorry, Utah's not jumping with Zion. Watch a Zion highlight tape. Watch Rudy Gobert get out of the way of this guy coming into the lane. Watch him throw Rudy Gobert to the ground, and then watch Zion finish. Everybody says, LeBron, why don't you just go to the rim every time? Joel Embiid, why don't you just go to the rim every time? Giannis, why don't you just go to the rim every time? Zion does it, and everybody's like, this guy is the most boring player in the league. Ridiculous stuff. Honestly, ridiculous stuff. Eddie, that's why your wins are low.
Yeah, I think you just should have left out consistent scoring of this email, Eddie, not Winslow. Otherwise, yeah, you're right. Okay, signature dunks? Yeah, Anthony Edwards got him beat right now. Fine. And probably more fun in the front of the camera? Yeah, okay. Anthony Edwards seems like a very, very, quirky character, if you want to call him that. He's super confident in who he is, and he's a great quote machine, and he's fun on the Zooms after the game. Okay, yeah, maybe that's more exciting than Zion right now. But consistent scoring, you lost me there, my man, just because he's put up what? I don't know, what's he averaging, like 25 over the last little stretch here since the All-Star break? I know he's getting great numbers. I like
since
him.
Since the All-Star break? He's at 25 per game for the season. It's not
I'm saying Anthony Edwards is.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm
agreeing
with you.
He's done it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
right,
no, Zion is a consistent scoring machine just because it's not as exciting as Anthony Edwards. So, you don't need to knock down Zion just to build Anthony Edwards up. But I'm loving these dunks from Anthony Edwards, and I just still think, I mean, at some point, Zion's going to just absolutely get somebody. Like, it's coming. We know we can do it. And then that'll be the next big top shot moment that everybody will want. So, yeah. Lee, anything to add to this one?
No, but Edwards is right now having the most noticeable period of his short career because he had that 42-point game. He's hitting the threes. He had the dunk. So it's kind of like, oh, this guy, maybe he is actually a legit number one rookie, of the year. So that's why I think Anthony Edwards is more into the conversation right now because his season didn't start off all that well, but he's picked it up. He's a good player, but
This is a great comment, JG. Zion is going to get Steven Adams by accident.
Possible.
That might be his first real true poster in the league on his own teammate. I could see that happening.
I was surprised to hear on the podcast last week that Anthony Edwards was getting those Jimmy Butler comparisons, which I mean, fair enough. They're both jacked shooting guards, but Jimmy Butler was nothing like Anthony Edwards as a rookie. We're talking Anthony Edwards as like Jimmy Butler as a player when Jimmy Butler finally got to Minnesota, because when Jimmy Butler was a rookie, he was the 30th pick. He scored by getting back cuts and offensive rebounds. We're seeing, current NBA Finals level Jimmy Butler stuff from Anthony Edwards when he's playing at his best. The future is certainly bright, no doubt about it. How soon is it going to be before it's Anthony Edwards' team, and we're talking about Cat going to Phoenix to play with Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton returning to Minnesota? That's going to happen someday.
Yeah, well, I think Lee was already talking about that, it feels like, months ago. Weren't you, Lee? You wanted Cat out of there. Yeah, it's a good point. Anything you want to speak to the comparison there? I think that's who first came up to that with that one, you know, just seeing the similarities, I guess, between Anthony Edwards and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, it's impossible to remember guys' rookie years. I mean, yeah, it's definitely an Anthony Edwards comparison to a more modern-day Jim, because Jimmy wasn't anything like Anthony Edwards in year one. I mean, he wasn't doing anything. Anthony Edwards is balling, and yeah, it's his team. And so I don't know what happens with him and Cat. It's he's got an option. Cat has this this opportunity here to have a 1A beside him. Anthony Edwards has come out of the gate. He's taken over that team, and that just doesn't happen in the NBA very often. So this is a great opportunity for Cat from the draft. You got somebody beside you, so hopefully it works out there in Minnesota to have two number one picks who can ball. It's a roller coaster there, man. It is a roller coaster. Some nights are great, and some nights Anthony Edwards doesn't have it, but hopefully they can put it together on the same night, because even last night, Anthony Edwards tried to decapitate Moses Brown, who's a 7'2 center from OKC. Tried to posterize him. It was amazing. Moses Brown wasn't having it, though. He's been posterizing his young career plenty. Got posterized by Lauri Markkanen last week. And then Cat, you know, it took him a billion shots to get to his 30 points. So, it's depressing. It's depressing that they're below the standing. They're below the Houston Rockets in the standings after the Rockets missed 20 straight games.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Next one. Yo, new donks. I hope this message finds you well. I was recently turned on to Paul Williams, a New Zealand musician who creates strangely specific, catchy, poppy tracks with a perfect for me brand of humor. A friend of mine sent me one of Williams' songs because, quote, I think this has a lot of basketball references in it, ? Indeed, it did have a lot of basketball references in it. Williams' song, number one, was apparently written just after the 2013 NBA draft and features references to Anthony Bennett, Nerlens Noel, Rudy Gobert, and the UNLV Runnin' Rebels. So here's a part, and this person, Terrence, included the lyrics. I was your number one. I was just like Anthony Bennett. Just like Anthony Bennett. You traded me for love. Excuse me. You traded me for Kevin. Love. I was just like Anthony Bennett. I actually looked up this song, and it's a real song, and these are the real references. Unfortunately, my friends don't fully appreciate the humor in this line. Have you guys ever found something that spoke to you on a personal level, but it was too specific and none of your friends would understand what makes it so great? Perm up, shave your thighs, awesome. That's from Terrence H. JD, I don't know if you're there. Did you just like seek out the song as well? Did you fire it up there on the old YouTube machine? Paul Williams and the number one?
No. In fact, I thought Paul Williams was dub.
No, I also didn't write this one. I haven't written any of these guys. These are real emails. Wow. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, it's catchy enough, I guess. It's just classic sort of poppy little music there. It's quirky, I guess. It speaks to Terrence.
Does it speak to you as written as a joke? You know, because Terrence is talking about how they don't see the humor in this, and I don't know. I mean, it kind of seems earnest. Anthony Bennett.
I don't know. I mean, I took it as a joke. You're writing about Anthony Bennett.
A good point.
But my answer is also, musically based here. I loved from day one, ever since I found out about Francis and the Lights, for whatever reason, that guy's music speaks to me, and I was always trying to make people listen to it and, like, you know, check this out, especially my wife even. Nora, I'm like, she would always hear me listening to it, and she just like, she's like, I don't get it. It's not that great. And I stand for Francis. And he went on to do some pretty special things. Like, he's sort of like, well, now. But I'm talking like back in 07, 08, 09 there, right when he was dropping those EPs and LPs. I was like, I'm all in on this guy. But yeah, it's similar, I guess, to this Paul Williams with Terrence, you know? It's like, music's weird that way, Lili.
Yeah.
It's like, I can get it, I can love it, and you can be like, ah, this sucks, or not for me, you know? That's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's my answer is actually the same with Mariah Carey when I was like a 14-year-old boy. Not a lot of my dude friends were like, oh, yeah, let's get some Mariah Carey.
Oh,
let's
right,
go listen to that. Let's
turn this on the radio in the car.
Yeah, everyone else has listened to Anthrax and Megadeth and... I'm like, can we put on Dream Lover by Mariah Carey?
Yeah, okay. Anybody else have a music answer?
Mine is not a music answer. Mine's a books answer, Skeets, and I showed it today. Trolls, Trolls, Trolls by Art Grandpa Stavig. This is also a YouTube video. Very weird. A man just talking about, I believe, Norwegian trolls. I've had many novelty books in my life, including... Little Penny. Remember Little Penny? The Nike icon. Chris Rock voiced it. They came out with a book, Knee High and Living Large. I had that. And I also had the Austin Powers book, Swedish Made Penis and Larger Pumps and Me. This sort of thing is my bag, baby.
That's not
written
mine.
Written by Austin Powers. You don't need to have novelty books in your house, but if you do, it's fun to just leave them out sometimes. You know, Laura will walk by, she's like, What is this? Is this a real book? Trolls, Trolls, Trolls.
I do not like how that book looks. It gives me the creeps.
Oh, you want to get the creeps? Take a look at the back cover. Look at this Sasquatch kind of guy.
Oh my God, what are we looking at?
The pages are even weirder. They put the least weird stuff on the outside.
I am not a fan of that design and photos of that book and the name, everything, the subject matter. No thanks. Hard pass. But okay, that's your answer. JD, do you got one for this?
Yeah, it's the Clipper Bros, because 2 weeks ago I was just chatting with Rachel about the Clipper Bros, and she had no idea who they were. Like, I was like, you know, turn up, love you guys, awesome. We made a t-shirt out of it. We literally end every single show we've done, probably at least podcasted for the last 6 years, I want to say.
It's up there.
5 years. Yeah. Hundreds of shows.
Many shows.
Hundreds. No clue what I was talking about. Had no idea. And explaining the Clipper Bros to somebody who has no idea what you're talking about is actually pretty hard, you know. Well, you know, it's these two guys who got kicked out of a Clippers playoff game because they were drunk, and they just ramble on and have this great interview, and they wrap it up by saying, you heard it here first, turn up, love you guys, awesome. And they're like, okay. And then we started putting it as a drop at the end of the podcast, and then we made t-shirts out of it, and everybody loves it. And it's still, you can't, if you don't know, you don't know, and you're never going to explain it to anybody.
Right.
And I just realized that the other day, like, and my wife just never listens to the show. She's listening maybe to this right now, but that's it. That's the only, she'll never seek it out.
Yeah. I mean, we make it more confusing by saying Clipper Bros, like pluralizing it. Even though you're right, there are multiple bros in the clip, but we only play one guy talking from the clip. It does make it a little more confusing.
Did you play it for her, JD?
No, I'm still hoping that she listens one day. Oh.
Every now and again, I just go back and watch that entire thing. And
it's so good.
I'm charismatic. I dropped some knowledge on it.
Yeah, I'm charismatic. Oh, he says that. It's great. What's the vodka he says, too? What's the brand?
Popov, I think it is.
Vodka.
Yeah. It's like the shittiest vodka.
Yeah,
they frown upon it.
Not enough people have seen this video. Like, you can search Clippers Bros kicked out of game one. It's only got a little more than 111,000 views.
All right.
And it feels like at least 11,000 of those are from the five of us here. So I would go dip in if I'm you.
Yeah, it's so good. All right, well, hopefully Rachel will listen to one of these one day and actually get the reference.
I am not holding my breath.
No, probably not. Tass, you got an answer for this one?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely something no one has ever heard of. It's a small gem that's buried somewhere on the internet. But back in the early podcasting days, there was a character that was doing podcasts, and he was talking about he's just this character talking about his day-to-day life, and he was talking about his coin purse a lot. And myself, my buddy Ryan Seton, we still joke about the coin purse, but it's gone. It's gone to the internet. It's buried way deep in someone's cache. It's gone. It's gone. So hopefully it turned into a Bitcoin, and I will find that coin purse. But right now, I can't. We think about it every couple of years, and we think about it. It was like 10, 12 years ago. And
podcast, like, yeah, a comedian, yeah, or like it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Oh, it's supposed to be funny, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. So it's like
character.
A bit.
It was a character.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to go and say Bob Duca there for a second. That's what setup was headed towards. But no, yeah, I haven't heard this coin purse. It's gone, though.
It's great. Yeah, no one knows about it.
Have you tried, out of curiosity, like crazy, like searches for it? Like, you know, whatever, like other thing related to it pops up in your head. You try that with coin purse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely swear words, curse words that he threw out.
Maybe somebody in the stream team will like know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Somehow
man,
locate this.
Man and his coin purse. Find it. Find it.
Wow. All right. Good luck to everybody out there. That's, if you come through with that, we'll give you a t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah, I will give you a non-fungible coin token for sure. All right, next one. Good day, Dinkies. It's been 8 years since LeBron won an MVP award. That would be the longest gap between MVPs in the awards history by far. Jordan's four-year vacation from winning it being the current record. So, my question, what's something you used to be really good at, gave up for a long while, and then picked it up with the exact same skill level as before? Turn up. No love, you guys. No awesome. That's from Dan. Oh. Trey, what do you got?
Oh, jumping rope. Didn't jump rope for almost 20 years. Last summer, picked up a rope. It's still just jumping a rope. The action's right there. It tells you exactly how to do it. Jump. Guess what you're jumping over?
A rope.
Yeah. Look, I started with a leather rope. I had to do a whole bunch more effort, you know, to get it to flip over. Switched to a cross rope. Upgraded my rope game. It's got a little bit of a weight to it. Now I'm click, 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 click. Got the doubles, got the crossovers. I wouldn't say I'm at my high school best, but, you know, I'm feeling like a boxer out there, feeling tough. And now's about the time. Getting warmer outside. Time to get cut. No better way to get cut than jumping rope.
Yeah, excellent. Good tip. What do you got, Lily?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up in Australia, I played Australian rules football, but obviously I haven't really played it for the last 20 years. But the season kicked off last week.
Yeah, it did.
And so maybe I was a little bit inspired. So,
I don't know.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
I took the boys out to the park, sold them a bit of candy, took a bounce, swung onto the left, and I surprised myself. You know, I wasn't just in pain the next day. So, you know. It came back. I think it was last week. I have got 5 Australian rules footballs in my house. So took one out. Boys loved it. They had a great time with it.
Yeah. Were you teaching them the game, or were just like
kicking and catching? We call it a mark when you catch the ball. So I have to sort of translate a little bit, because if I say mark, it does sound weird. Like mark. No, it's a catch. Yeah. Okay. You're catching the ball. So yeah, they had a great time with it. And I sort of showed a little bit of dash out there still. And, you know, there is a league here in Atlanta.
I think you look faster because your hair is flowing in the wind.
I think you look like 2006 Steve Nash running out there, splitting the pick and roll between 7 Oscars, setting up Amari Stoudemire here. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. The hair in the face as well. But, yeah.
What'd you say? Show him some candy? That's when you show him the ball. And
sold them some candy. Yeah. You call it a bork, or yourself. Selling some candy. I was showboating for sure. You know, there was a little birthday party. There was a little birthday party going on in another part of the thing, and here was the old man just playing footy with his kids, but not really playing so much. It's more just sort of showing
off. Just having
off.
His wife film him.
Well, no, I didn't say, hey, start rolling. I was just playing, and she was like, all right, I'm gonna start recording. And then I said, yeah, this is great. This is great stuff. So up she went.
You also look fast because you're racing children. right? I mean, they're half your size.
Ah, come on, JD. I think there's a little bit of dash out there still in these old legs.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
The funny thing was, when I look back at it, I was panting rather feverishly.
Oh, wow. The old lungs. You need to jump some rope there with TK.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Actually, that is the thing with skipping or jumping rope. It is so good for your cardio to build up. So, yeah.
Maybe we'll get together.
I'm going to be running circles around you out there pretty soon, mate.
I do miss having a kick in the studio before the starters. That was always fun, especially when something would get, you know, broken. Watch the camera. So good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sharon, I remember one day she booted it and went well past the TV up to the top there. Hilarious stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
She landed her mark, did she? Get on your marks. It's time for the show. All right, I'll grab the football and kick it.
What do you got, Tass?
Well, speaking of old sports, I'm still good at breaking open sunflower seeds with my teeth, grabbing that seed out of it, and spitting out the shell. Still got it, just like the old softball days. Yeah, I hadn't really spit sunflower seeds, but I can still put in like a huge handful into my mouth, pack them all in the cheek while I remove one from my cheek, you know, crack it, spit out the shell, and go back in for some more. Yep, that's how it works. Yep. That's how spitting shells works.
Yeah, and the rounder's jacket's still fitting real nice on you. Saw your photo today there on Instagram. I laughed so hard at not an ad. I don't know why.
I mean, the Davids were featuring.
You're right. I mean, good way to get in front of it. People would have been like, what? You getting that sunflower seed money, are you?
I wish. Yeah, I picked sour cream and onion. Always a mistake to go away from the original flavor, but I'm a sucker for going after, you know. Sometimes actually there's a pepper, a cracked pepper, something.
Yeah.
Something. That's probably good. Decent.
Wow. But, I want to have a sunflower seed. It's been so long.
Just one?
Okay, so you still got the skill. Well, yeah, just one. I watch it. That's how I stay so skinny.
I'm watching the figure. But what? David is still on top of the game? In the seed game? I know Spitz is in the mix. I like that. It's like naming a jump rope. What do you do with these seeds? Spit them out. Yeah. Not my wife. She eats the whole seed.
Oh, I hate that.
Crazy, man. Oh. Crazy stuff.
She's a chewer.
Oh, it's so
She's
gross
a chewer.
To me.
She only eats chews.
Precious.
Precious. David's definitely still the Goliath, the sunflower seeds.
Oh,
there he is.
Look at that cool guy. Oh, yeah, you got a bunch packed in there, you're right.
Yeah, totally. That's not my tongue. I dropped a few on the ground, and my one-year-old walked by and put them in her mouth. And for once, she was putting something which is actually food in her mouth rather than a rock or a stone or something like that. But still, had to get it out of there. She doesn't have my skills. She couldn't chop it up, spit it out. She wanted to pull a Laura Kirby and chew it up and swallow it. I said, nah. Ugh.
Strong teeth.
Yeah.
That's how you get those strong teeth.
Cracking shells.
My answer, I guess, is sort of sticking with the sports theme we've got going here a little bit. What is something I used to be really good at, gave up for a long time, and then when I picked it back up, I was flawless at it? NHL 94 for the Sega Genesis. I was incredible at this game as a kid, and it was gone for 20 years. And then I got somehow a weird thing, I think from my in-laws for Christmas, like one of those built-in games that you can just plug right into the TV, and it had Madden on it, and it had NHL 94 on it, but it was like the Sega Genesis like controller. And I went right back to kicking ass on this thing. man, it was so good. But I will say, then, I don't know, a couple months in, Graydon brought a ringer to my house once. This guy named Dave. He said, oh, he plays that game. I was like, oh, yeah, we can play. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm killing everybody at this. I was like, whatever. He destroyed me. Dave kicked my, it was like 10-0, man. It was like, what's going on here? Like, I never lost. I'd lost in like 25 years, and suddenly this guy shows up at my house and is killing me. So
in your own house,
man. I was shook, Lee. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
you know, he scores one, you're like, lucky, and he scores another. I'm like, oh boy. And like, we were playing with like good teams too. I had my I had my Canucks, you know, I had them going, you know, solid team. I forget who he was playing with, maybe the Red Wings. Wow, I couldn't believe it. Your boy Dave needs a urine sample. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sep. This guy, maybe he was all
Stevie,
hopped up
was
on.
It Stevie Wiseman? Was he slotting him past you? Was it him?
Yeah, that's right. Better slotting off.
Yeah. Stevie Wiseman.
Wow, that's Wiseman a funny slot. Thing. Yeah, well, the Chris Chelio, Stevie Wiseman.
There
and,
you go.
There was another guy.
What's his name?
Yeah, it was like a Swedish or
Fedorov. I said
Sergey Fedorov. Yeah,
I thought there was like a you know Hedberg or someone. You know, Hedberg or someone like that.
Nicholas Lindstrom.
Forsberg. Oh, Forsberg. No, he was.
He
Colorado,
played hockey.
Yeah.
He was an Avalanche. He was a Winnipeg Jet.
Yeah. Who am I thinking of? Anyway.
Oh, Chris Chelios. Yeah, he wasn't a Red Wing. I mean, did he get to the Red Wings?
Eventually,
yeah, he played for the Red Wings at some point.
He would have been a Blackhawk probably on that team. Skeets, though, I do think you got hustled. Because, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, also Canadian. So he's got the Canadian hockey background. And, you know, this was a while back, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, this was a best loss, for sure.
Yeah, we ended up at like Graydon's work for a party during the Beltline parade. You know, they always have the lantern parade. We ended up there because his office was really close. And I met this guy, Dave, and he told me this story about beating you.
I know.
At the parade. I don't know when it was. It was probably months later,
months prior.
Yeah, months prior, whatever. Yeah. If you're talking a big game about beating another person at a game that's 25 years old, it must have meant something to you. So,
oh, my God.
I think Graydon set you up here is what I'm saying.
I mean, it has stuck with me, man. Well, Graydon probably did because I was kicking his ass at this game.
Yeah.
Taking down Vance. I'm taking down everybody. Like, I'm, like, getting to the point where, like, I'll do manual goalie, no problem. And, like, give me the crappy teams. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll take you down with the Nordiques, you know, like. And then, yeah, suddenly Dave's in my house. I barely met the guy. And this guy's like, you want to play? I'm like, yeah, we can play. Thank God we didn't put money on it. I would have put thousands on it. I was like, yeah, I'd take this guy. But he kicked my ass. Shout out to Dave.
Shout out to Dave.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
If you're as obsessed with basketball as I am, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Hey guys, this is JJ Redick. Twice a week, I'm cooking up something special for basketball junkies on my podcast, The Old Man and the Three. I bring on guests in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, like Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, or Paolo Banchero on his shooting workouts with Kevin Durant, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron when they were teammates in Miami. But it's not just about the player interviews. Every Monday, I break down the top three things happening around the NBA without the outlandish takes. Often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler, we dive deep into topics like rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is meme mugging now a tech? The Old Man and the Three is the only companion podcast you'll need during the playoffs this year. Be sure to listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a couple more here. Hey, icing only Dunkaroos. Look at that segue. We recently purchased our first home. It's been a huge whirlwind and one I thought we were up for the challenge of. I was adamant that we didn't need to hire painters, which turned out to be a huge mistake. Literally everything that could have gone wrong did. We put silicone caulking on the baseboards and door frames only to find out it wasn't paintable and had to be completely removed. What is something you completely underestimated and wish you just paid someone to do it right the first time? That's from Brad up in Toronto. So Lee, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I didn't really underestimate this, but it was just before Hurricane Irma was coming through Atlanta in 2016. And I went upstairs because I've got an attic and there's a window there and it had a little crack. And I thought, I'll just go up and check the crack in the window just to make sure it's okay.
You are always in your attic.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how much time I spend in my attic these days. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so I went up there and there was a light source coming into the roof, into the ceiling there. And I was like, oh, what's that? And so I had to sort of monkey bar my way over to the window. And there was a massive hole in my roof, in the ceiling, like where the shingles go. So, and this was on a Sunday at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I said to my wife,
can somebody throw up the comment? There it is. It's window story. LOL from Jared Dray. Yep.
And I said to my wife, like, there's a hurricane coming through and we've got a hole in our roof. Like, you know. So, you know, I, you know, Googled emergency home repairs. There's like three or four that immediately pop up. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You call them up. Nah, we're not coming out. Nah, there's a hurricane coming. I'm like, I mean, 24/7, 365. This is fitting into that window. Nah, can't do it. So I had to go up to Ace Hardware. And I just grabbed like some really that super sticky tape. I don't even know what it's called. And I thought, I'm just going to have to do what I can here to fill the gap. So I got home, went upstairs, and I tried to put the tape on the, you know, outside of the ceiling and then put it down to have it stick down. Like, I don't know how I thought I was going to do it.
Right.
It didn't work. But I just kept jamming tape up there to make the hole smaller. In the meantime, my wife, Roxana, she worked the Latin connection, and she got Beto, my Mexican roof repairer, to fly out late in the afternoon. He came up and fixed it up. And
Beto,
I said to him,
roof?
What's that?
That's a politics pun. Beto a roof? Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so he came up and took care of it and fixed it all up in time before the rain and the wind came. But the remnants of my just jamming a lot of tape into the hole in the roof is still there. I mean, it'll never come down because why would it? You know,
right, so
it's there. But I still wonder how I even got myself up to that part of the roof and didn't fall through, you know, the ceiling, because I did actually, I trudged somewhere and I made a little hole in the plaster above. So, you know, that's something that I did. But, yeah.
JD, anytime, man.
Good hole or bad hole?
Please hit him with it.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you.
Get John Van Beesbrook's comment in here. We got a goalie in the chat. Lee, stop the madness. Lee, well, how many times do we have to hear this story, mate, from John Van Beesbrook? He's playing NHL 94. Yeah.
Anytime now, and tonight's going to be a bit windy and rainy. I'm going to be up there tonight for sure. I cannot go with any time it's windy. That I'm more worried about with my roof now, because the shingles just come off. And it's in our whole area. Our townhouses are like 10, 11 years old now. Anytime there's wind coming through, the email's the next day. Shingles all over the place. Send out the roof repairers. Why don't we get someone who's actually better at repairing roofs than the company we're using? I think they're a dud. You know, get Beto to just do them all. He'll knock them over in a couple of days.
So you guys have a roofer that does all your roofs. Same, like, you guys don't.
We
have
a company, yeah. But I have Beto in my back pocket because he actually turns up before the rain. I probably told this one last time where they said, "What was the rush?" I said, "It's going to rain, and the company we use can't come out for 3 days." I'm like, "Well, I'm not just going to let the rain fall when I've got my man who can come out and take care of business." So.
But it sounds like Beto could be doing it a little better, no?
No, he does the job. And when he's up there, he's like, do you want me to fix these other roofs as well? I'm like, nah, they can fix their own.
Man, I just picture your roof with like, just like buckets everywhere in the attic that you're always just moving around and stuff.
There
like
is
that.
One big bucket up there for sure.
My
because I
goodness.
Stuck that up there and now I'm just going to leave it just in case. Because one day... It's going to happen where the wind comes through and Beto can't come and I'm going to be stuck. So,
right. Sorry to hear this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear this story again.
Check your roofs. Have you got an attic?
I do have an attic, yeah. That's why I'm like amazed how often you're up in your attic. I go up in my attic like 4 times a year, maybe 3 times a year, change the filter on the unit up there. But that's it.
I'm up there tonight. I'll send you a text. I might just move up there.
I mean, it sounds like, yeah, put your room up there for sure. All right. Okay, anyone else have an answer for this one? Trey, you got anything?
No, mine was actually roof related, and there's no way I'm going to talk about it. No way! Oh, man. We got to start a roofing company, mate. I think that would be, we could go into business here, because, as you know, it's very windy. Most houses have roofs.
What do we call it?
No holes.
You're calling your company No Roofs? Your roofing company's called No Roofs?
Yeah.
Well, we can't dunk. That's why we're no dunks, you know?
Well, I get that, but yeah. I don't think you're going to get a lot of calls.
Oh, great one from Sarah Gray.
Yeah,
no drips.
Yeah, that's
roofing
good.
Company.
There it is.
Great
well
one.
Well done. Well done.
Okay, there you go. You got something. Tass, you got anything for this one? You know, something you you completely underestimated, just wish you'd paid someone to do it.
I don't know. If I have an answer here, I'd just be hitting shingles while Lee's hitting home runs.
Oh,
so
my God. This guy's firing the pun gun like insane today.
Oh, man. You got to do Beto better than Beto, man.
No, Beto's great. He's great.
Why
doesn't
he fix your whole roof? Just get him to fix
your whole
roof.
No, because he's not allowed
roof.
To, technically.
You're a part of this townhome.
Yeah, so they have a contractor that they use, and it's just they let me down, and that's where Beto comes and saves the day. So, you know, they should
you
do
even
better.
Legally allowed to have him up there, I wonder. If something were to happen, heaven forbid. I don't know.
Yeah,
you might
I
have
mean,
to go through their people.
Yeah, I mean, probably not. But, Tass, you just got a new house. You probably want to just take a little peek up there.
Get up
know?
There, Tass. Take a look. Take a look.
Sure. There's nothing sure. more disheartening than when you go upstairs and you forget to turn the light on. And then when you open the attic, you're like, oh, my God, the light's coming through already. You know, you're just like, all right, we got to fix this. So, yeah.
Well, I'm in my attic right now, actually. So hopefully this sounds good. Hopefully it doesn't start raining because there's a hole right above me.
So it's in the forecast, so let's hurry up here before it rains. Tass is out here. Rains Tass out. Okay, we got one more. Tass, you got this one.
Greetings, No Dunks dudes. I recently heard from a Canadian YouTuber and podcaster that Tim Hortons has moved their annual Roll Up the Rim promotion to their mobile app. I'm not Canadian, but I know how beloved this promotion is and would imagine that this change would ruffle some feathers. Oof, yeah, Mo Vernie must be upset.
Yep.
As Canadians, or at least former residents of Canada, how do you feel about this change? The roll-up to rim, the classic rolling it up, has moved to mobile. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome. That's from Evan Skeets. Have you been ruffled by this news?
I'm very ruffled by this. This was news to me. So if I have this right, they have gotten rid of the actual roll up the rim on the cups themselves, I guess. That was the thing. You'd go in, you get your coffee, and then you have this little thing you roll up, and you see if you're getting a free donut or a free coffee, or you could win a Chevy Trax or something like that if you were really lucky. So now it's just, what, on my phone? I just, I don't understand how it works. Because I buy a coffee that I'm given a code or something like that? Is that what goes on here?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you pay through an app as well. B. Weidman with a comment here saying it's awful. You just win points.
Oh, this is horrible. This is
instead
horrible.
Instead of winning, because you used to roll it up, yeah, the paper cup, and it used to usually say loser, or it would say win. Gagnon.
Gagnon.
Yeah,
that was
donut. You win a donut, or you win a coffee.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to rip that little piece of paper,
yep.
Go up to your local Tim Hortons barista, they're not baristas there, and get a donut. But you know what I do like is that you never would have to carry a little piece of paper in your pocket.
Yeah, that's nice, but I don't like the idea of not being able to roll the actual rim. You know, that's not good. Brad Spencer, I think, is kidding, but he says, one of the prizes this year is an athletic subscription.
I'm looking into it. I can't tell if it's true.
I don't know. Maybe it's true. We don't live in Canada anymore, but I'm sorry to hear this. Yes, my feathers are indeed ruffled. You know, I'm so upset I can't even talk about it. I really am, and I need to hear Mo Vernie's thoughts on it, because he had a big thing with the cup sizes at one point. And now I'm sure he's going to be really shook by this. I can't wait for that video, I guess.
I think our minds all went to the same place. This is the biggest change in Tim Hortons in a decade. Since they dropped the extra large, a medium became a small. We want to pay more for our coffee. Some incredible lines really introduced us to the world of Mo Vernie. But I did a little research. Grand prizes for the Roll Up the Rim promotion include a one-year subscription to The Athletic. A standard prize is a three-month subscription to The Athletic, amongst, you know, a bunch of other prizes as well. But I love it. I like that part of it. Get you a coffee, get you a subscription.
It's just like, I don't know how I feel about it still being called Roll Up the Rim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's unless I'm doing, I guess maybe you can do it on this mobile app. Maybe it's like a little a virtual version of that task that you can
maybe
swipe up or something. It probably is, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah.
What about calling it Tim Shot?
It's
like you're trying
I don't
to
mind that.
Generate points.
Yeah. JD, you got something to say about this?
Yeah, I do. I'm good with it.
Why?
It's better. Number one, I always found it really hard to roll up the rim. Like, I could never do it. I don't know if I had weak fingers.
I'm weak,
or...
JD, but you're weaker than I am. You can't even roll up a piece of paper.
It was just awkward. It's, you know.
It's gross. And
yeah, a little gross. Thank you. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be gross. It's like you got to just slide your cup like lid in the right spot so you're not like sipping in that spot lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to educate the audience a little more on
I
that.
Think so.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I agree. It's not easy, though, with the fingers. I ended up doing it with my teeth a lot of the time.
Yeah. Also gross, really, because you're handing that to somebody. And that brings me to my second point. I think maybe I suffer from social anxiety or something, but I could never bring myself to claim my prize. Like, never. Like, I just felt weird about it. Like,
oh my goodness.
Now I get a free donut, you know? Like, I would never... And half the time, I would just throw it away because they didn't... I knew it was, like, I'll win something, but I'm not even going to bother getting it, so I'll just throw it away. Yeah.
So why did you even roll it up, JD? Why did
curiosity,
you...
Curiosity. Just curiosity.
Okay.
He wanted to see if he won the TV or the car.
That's right. Right. And even then, I'd probably still go, I don't think I want it. I don't want to make a big fuss. I don't, you know, like, I have a TV. It's fine. You know.
I mean, how often would anyone win, though? Like, 1 out of 100 cups of coffee, maybe?
I think it would
take forever.
To win a coffee or a donut? I think they were pretty high at one point. Like, you had a pretty good chance. If you were getting a cup of coffee every day, like, the odds are you were getting one every, like, couple weeks, for sure.
Yeah, nothing substantial, though. That's all it was. It was just the coffee and donuts. Like, I never knew anybody who won anything other than that.
Did I ever tell you this story when... I went back to Stratford. We were living in Toronto, and like everybody, you would go home for the holidays, and this was like early on when we were a bit younger. Everybody would go out to, you know, everybody, when you go home for the holidays, everybody goes to the same bar, especially from a small town, right? And like, you're seeing everybody you haven't seen in years. And I'm with friends that I was still friends with, of course, and living in Toronto. And we just came up with the weird idea one year that I was going to say I won a car on Roll Up the Rim and just see what people's reaction was to it. So all these people I haven't seen, you know, what have you been doing this year? You know, how's it going? All that small talk was just like, ah, yeah, pretty good. Won the Roll Up the Rim, won the Jeep Cherokee. What? And that was like, we just like leaned into this bit. And like, it was like, I mean, like years later, people are like, still can't believe you won on Roll Up the Rim. And it was just like a really, really strange bit for these people I never saw. But yeah. Now you can't do that, I don't think. Now they're like, oh, let me see your phone.
Yeah. Let me check your app.
Let me check your blockchain. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Are there non-fungible Timbits? Like,
non-fungible Timbits.
Yeah. Can you fudge that? I guess, you know, who's going to crack that? Who's going to be the hacker that gets a dozen donuts?
There were concerns about that back in the day, about like people somehow knowing which cups had like the prizes and stuff like that. I don't know if there was a way to tell because you worked in the store or stuff like that. I remember those becoming stories. Maybe they were urban legends. People putting them aside and stuff like that, giving them to their friends.
Well, that's that McDonald's movie, isn't it? On
yeah, right. Pretty similar.
Yeah.
McMillions.
Yeah. McMillions, yeah.
And no disrespect to The Athletic, but, you know, like that's one of the grand prizes. I mean, you can get that for $1 a month right now. I mean, where's the Jeep Cherokee?
Well, they got Volkswagen cars, air miles, TVs, smartphones. Everybody wins. You never lose with this now. Every single roll, they say, is a win. They have retired. Please play again.
Oh, wow. See this?
So that's the point. That's where the points come in.
Right.
You quote unquote win, but so you're adding up.
Oh, I hate this even more now. There's a participation trophy for getting a fucking coffee now. That's where we're at.
Listen, if my app says you win, gangyo, every time, I might be into it. That's pretty cool.
I'm totally into it.
Getting
no, because you're not winning anything. It win what? Well, you won points. What does that mean? How many do I need? It's not as fun. I love seeing donut. For sure. I'm getting a honey glazed donut next time I come back here. That was the beauty of it.
I don't know. I just like hearing, Gagno, a Mark Gagno, a Dave Gagne. You know, it's just cool to hear a French word every once in a while.
Yeah.
That particular one. Who's Mark Gagne? Oh, Brad Gagne. Brad Gagne, Dave Gagne. Yeah.
Simon Gagne. He was
Eric
a hockey player,
Gagne,
wasn't he?
A closer in the MLB.
Oh, Simone Gagne. Eric Gagne. Yeah, great stuff.
Oh, Eric Gagne. I do remember that name. All right, let's call it there. Thanks for the emails, guys. Keep them coming. NoDunks@TheAthletic.com. Email them in. Get yourself an Athletic subscription. You don't need to go to Tim Hortons, okay? You don't need to roll up the rim virtually on an app. $1 a month. For people in the States and in Canada, new subscribers, go to theathletic.com/nodunks. And if you're in Canada, task theathletic.com/nodunkscanada would be the URL. If you are in Canada, that will be the link for you. $1 a month. Get in, guys. Go get your merch at nodunks.com. And yeah, that's it for today. Back tomorrow with What You Need to Know. The Daily Show at 10 a.m. Eastern, live on YouTube, and maybe a little whoopsies in the mix as well. Trade deadline right around the corner. I told this to you guys before, but that Daily Show on Thursday, we're going to push that back a little bit later in the day, try and catch ourselves some maybe of the late-breaking news in the afternoon if there are some trades, so we can actually talk about those on the Thursday show. So that's the plan moving forward. But Tess is what you need to know all week and a bunch of other goodies, so make sure you subscribe to us, the No Dunks YouTube channel. Clipper bro.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And just going to geek out for a sec. How do you guys spell donut? You go D-O nut or do you go?
I go D-O nut. Yeah.
Nah, you don't like the full.
What? Oh, you're going D-O-U-G-H for doing that one?
Doug H nut.
Yeah.
Doug H. All right.
Embrace the day, people.
You could stay, ooh, every day, and I'd be happy every minute. It's been so long, but you're the one I've waited for. It's happened already. It's gonna be groovy,
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.